Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Ian Corcora on WakeUpCallTT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallTT. Got the Lakers hat sitting right in front of me here, and behind it, Scott can't see this. We're on live video and live audio right now. Behind me on the whiteboard, Scott, I have something that you might know was said, obviously, in the NFL. It was an NFL statement by Al Davis, just win, baby. So, I think that was fair to say for a day like today. What do you think? Can you hear me? Yeah, I said, I think just win, baby, is fair to say on a day like today. What do you think?
It was, it's a good feeling. It was, you know, we didn't hit very well today, but we pitched and one run obviously got the job done. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but at the end of the day, a win's a win.
When you look at this game and this type of victory, just what you could say about what it means about this team. And defensively, I want to start there because you and I spoke about how the defense wasn't where you wanted it to be in game one, where you won 11-10. In this game, you know, no runs scored by the other team. So just what you could say about the defensive effort and the effort at the mound as well.
Yeah, we did a great job defensively and on the mound. You know, Robert Donnelly pitched very, very well. You know, I think his line, 9 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. You know, I'll take that every day of the week. And, you know, it just shows you what defense behind you does for a pitcher. You know, it gives them a lot more confidence. We played well behind them. There was a bunch of ground balls that we, you know, executed the plays. And, you know, it honestly, when you play defense, it limits pitches on your pitching staff and your pitcher, and it allowed him to go 9 innings.
So when you look back on a game like this game, is this what you were looking for defensively? Is this what you were looking for from the team that you weren't seeing in game one? I mean, is there still a long way to go, or was this one of those games where you felt like the team had listened to you from the day before?
Yeah, I think we had 3 errors. I don't really know what they were. You know, there were just little things here and there that they maybe took a base on that didn't hurt us. But, yeah, for the most part, we executed well defensively and made the plays for Donnelly, and he threw strikes. You know, it was obviously a different day than yesterday. We had a lot of hits yesterday and scored a lot of runs today. You know, one was the winner. And, you know, so we have to, going into tomorrow, we got to put it all together and hopefully we can play a complete game. It's nice to be 2-0 without playing a complete game yet. So, you know, hopefully we can play it tomorrow and get another win.
A complete game shutout by Robert Donnelly. Just what that says about him overall and him this season.
What's that? Sorry, I lost you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I said a complete game shutout by Robert Donnelly. What that says about your pitcher right now in the season and what it says about his efforts overall.
Yeah, you know, he was our number one last year. And, you know, he started as shortstop for a lot of the beginning of the year. We have some good arms. So it gave him the ability to, you know, limit his pitches and his innings early in the year. And, you know, now it shows he's fresh going into the postseason, and he pitched great. You know, he's a bulldog. He's always showed up for big games, and he did it today.
And then when you look at, you know, fighting for that one run, like you said, offensively, 11 runs in game one, and in this game, one run separates it 1-0. Just what you could say about what happened late in the game here to get you in a position. And obviously, you know, put you in a place where, you know, your base runner was able to come home in the eighth inning. Wes Randall got on base by a base on balls, advanced to second, then to third. And then moving forward, John Barnes, a single into shallow center. And that turns in Wes Randall. Just what you could say about this turn of events. We spoke on the game yesterday and those turn of events that led to some runs being scored. And in this case, just what you could say about, you know, having Wes get on base and then move from first all the way to third and get put in a position by Barnes to drive him home.
Yeah, you know, Wes got on by a walk, and we always talk about winning the freebie war. And, you know, for us, that's key, you know. And he got to second base on a pass ball or a wild pitch. He went to third on another ball in the dirt, which was a heads-up play. And, you know, and just like yesterday, we talked about our all year, really, our two-strike hitting with guys in runners in scoring position. And, again, it wasn't pretty by Barnes, but he fisted one just far enough to get a single into center field and score the run.
For you coming up, it's either going to be South Maine Huskies or the College of New Jersey Lions. Just what you can say, first and foremost, about South Maine, and then secondly, about the College of New Jersey.
They're both going to be good opponents. They both come from really good leagues that they've both won. And, you know, so watching them and seeing, you know, scouting them a little bit and looking at their stats, they're not going to beat themselves. You know, they're going to probably have a good pitcher, and you know, they'll hit a little bit. I think we're more physical than most teams, you know, offensively, but they're not going to beat themselves, you know, so we're going to be ready for a battle, whoever it may be, at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 a.m., you got to play the early game on the first day. You played at 2:30 today. You get to go back to 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 20th. What do you think about being the first game in the morning? Do you like getting it out of the way? What do you think about, you know, the team's kind of response in that quick turn? You got less than 24 hours before your third game here in 3 days. So just what you could say about playing that morning game.
You know, I don't mind the morning game. It's, you know, 11's not too bad. We've had to play 9 o'clock game. We had 3 9 o'clock games early this year in Florida in a row. You know, college kids don't like to get up that early, but, you know, I think we're rested. It's a lot better than, I think, sitting around all night and waiting for that night game all day. You know, so we're on a pretty good schedule right now. You know, going early yesterday, we're not too late today. And, you know, we just ate a meal right now, and we'll get them back to the hotel, and they'll relax and be ready to play in the morning.
I got to ask you, the kids, we've spoke about the kids. We were out at the press box. How are the kids enjoying the two victories back-to-back?
They're enjoying it. You know, they do understand we got to move forward, and it's very exciting for them. Even last year when we made a run, you know, we went 1-1 to start it, and we had to fight through the loser bracket. So, you know, we're in a position right now we're in a good spot, you know, as one of the favorites. We just got to come and produce tomorrow. They know, again, well, it's a good win, but yet we got to put it behind us and we got work to do. You know, I would say for the parents, it's a little more exciting and they're all hyped up about it. But, you know, it's a good feeling around the Laker program right now, and we just got to move forward and win another game tomorrow.
Well, is this truly to you, do these two games show two totally different sides of your team, in your opinion, before I let you go? I mean, do you feel that game one to game two showed just how diverse Oswego's Lakers baseball team is? I mean, what could you say about it? Because they were two totally different games. So does it essentially show that you could be a chameleon when you need to be, in your opinion?
Yeah, we can win ball games in a lot of different ways. And we've done that the whole year, I think. You know, with all the injuries we had and people in and out of the lineup, you know, we've had to pitch and play defense for the whole year. And, you know, some days we hit, some days we didn't hit. You know, so we've had to do it in a magnitude of ways. And, you know, somebody different stepping up every day. And, you know, we did that today compared to yesterday. And hopefully a couple more guys step up tomorrow. And like I said before, we play a complete game. Because if we do, I think we're a pretty dangerous team.
That coming from Scott Landers, the head coach of the Oswego State Lakers baseball program. They have won their first game, and that first game against Ithaca, the sixth seed. Their second game against Tufts, the fourth seed. They will be playing at 11 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, Saturday, May 20th, in the same place right on the baseball field at Onondaga Community College. Great venue, great opportunity for you to come out and see the Oswego State Lakers, Scott Landers, and the entire team. Scott, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you for doing this live video. I know, see, Scott said he liked live audio, but he wanted live video. The irony is, I'm on live video. Your voice is on the live video. So You've alluded here. I was going to put up a cardboard picture of you, but I didn't have enough time to get it ready.
That's all right. There's probably not a good one floating around.
Well, make sure that we get one soon. Maybe I can bring one out to one of these games at some point.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, listen, have a good night. Get the team rested. Get rested yourself. And 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll be back at it. So God bless with everything and much appreciation.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
That coming once again from Scott Landers, the head coach of the Oswego State Lakers baseball program right here, folks. See it? See, this hat, when I was a kid, right, this hat was... They had NBA hats like this. So I had a Charlotte Hornets hat and I had an Orlando Magic one. And then I went into Oswego and I said, well, you know, this is one of the teams that I cover. And, you know, I like to show my support for Oswego and Syracuse and OCC and Lemoyne and so on and so forth, Cortland and beyond that. So this is the hat that I found, which looks exactly like the vintage hat that I got as a kid. So, and just win, baby. I mean, that's Al Davis said it, but it's true. 11-10, they won it at the end of the game. This one, 1-0. Just win, baby. Another live video. You guys asked for some live video, so here's a live video. We'll continue to get you more live video and live audio. So for those of you watching on Facebook Live, a thank you. Those of you listening on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, I thank you too. And those doing both, it's a many thank you. So thank you so much for tuning in to it. Oswego wins. They are 2-0 in double elimination. So they have no losses right now. Want to stay scot-free, stay clean, get through this thing and move on. And you could catch them at OCC tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 20th at 11 a.m. God bless. Be well. This has been a very special impromptu wake-up call. And this is why you need to become a member of mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Because by becoming a member, everybody that was a member already got emailed that I was on the air, and they were saying, okay, so Dan's got a special engagement show. Let me check out what it is. So they go to their email, and they click right through. So the people that are members, and it's free to do so, you're the easiest ones to get in touch with, and you hear it before anybody else does. You see it before anybody else does. So become a member on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. In the meantime, I will talk to you all soon. God bless you. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. Plenty of stuff going up at OCC Saturday, May 20th at 11 a.m. The Lakers will play. And at 7 p.m., the live voice of your Syracuse FC will be behind the mic up at the David W. Murphy Field at OCC for the Syracuse FC inaugural game. First game ever in their history up against AFC Cleveland. So looking forward to it. Having some fun. God bless. Appreciate y'all, and I'll talk to you soon. Be good to one another. Thank you so much. Take care.